brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number two, and joining us from New York is top trends forecaster Gerald Celente. He predicted his own crisis, his own financial hurdle, when he said they would start seizing people's different accounts and banks. There would be runs coming up in 2012, late 2011. He didn't think that would be his 30-plus years since the 1970s brokerage fund, where he puts money in to bet on metals. It was money he'd won, and they just took it. And they took it, what, a month and a half ago? And for a while they said, oh, we'll give you your money. Now they just say, you're not getting it. We've adjusted your statement. And Corzine has told the Washington Post, he's now about to testify today. We'll be breaking it down. That's why we've got Gerald here today. He told him, you know what? I don't know where the money went, but I'm sorry. Well, can I go rob a bank, walk out with $1 million, and the cops pull up, and I go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And so, oh, well, since you said you're sorry. I mean, you know. I don't know. I mean, if you like take a meat cleaver to your wife's head and the cops show up and there's blood everywhere, she's dead. You say, I'm sorry. Gerald Celente joins us. We're going to come back to the full audience. Some stations don't carry this. We're going to recap all this. But Gerald, he's sorry now. I mean, he's keeping your money, but he's sorry.
Yeah, he doesn't know where it is. I will give you the forecast. Let's get this straight. Don, the governor, Corzine has been absent from public view for over a month, almost a month and a half. He's been coached by his white-collar crime lawyers, you know, the mouthpieces for the crime bosses, for Don Corzine. Oh, it's John Corzine. I'm sorry. Let's go back to his proper public name for a second. So he got the alibi down. Now he's coming out with, I don't know where the money is. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to come up with a fall guy. A fall guy that everybody could really not like. Look at the guys that have taken the hits in the last couple of months. Ever notice what they, who they are? They're Indians, you know. They don't look like us. Easy not to like. So maybe they'll come up with Wayne Gupta Nandahanda from MF Global, who did all these dirty tricks. Yeah, that was it. And John Corzine didn't know anything about it. Hey, you know, John's a good, the Don's a good guy. Alex, I've been watching the hearing so far of the MF Global meltdown before Corzine comes in. What a joke. What a riot. You got a bunch of people over there, these congressmen. They don't know what they're talking about. It's like bringing me on to talk about the proper procedures of a heart transplant. That's how out of their league they are. There's this one cat that asked a question, and it was a good question, by the way, of the meeting that the CFTC had, the Commodities Future Trading Commission, the group that's supposed to be overseeing this, and what happened at that meeting. And as he's asking the question, he said, and you know, I didn't know that Gary Gensler is the head of the CFTC, also worked with Don Corzine that was the head of the Goldman Sachs gang. The CEO, Gary Gensler, was a lieutenant in the gang.
I tell you what, stay there. Let's come back and make all these connections. And remember Neil Kashkari. They went and found an Indian to come out and take the blame for the bailouts when he was just a mid-level front man. And you're right. They'll have a bunch of Indians up there because they kind of look like Arabs, I guess. So you can just blame them. I mean, there's no end to it. The way they play the public, it's just unbelievable. Oh, look, Kashkari, he's a bald-headed guy. He looks like Dr. Evil, and he's got an Indian last name. It's all his fault. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Please begin your testimony when you are ready.
Thank you, Chairman.
And Mr. Lucas. Let's just listen to the first couple of remarks.
Members of the committee, like all of you, I am devastated by the enormous impact on many people's lives resulting from the events surrounding the MF Global bankruptcy. Of course, my distress and sadness pale in comparison to the losses and hardships that customers, farmers and ranchers and others, employees and investors have suffered. Their plight weighs on my mind every day. As the chief executive officer of MF Global at the time of its bankruptcy, I truly apologize to all those affected. Before I address what happened, I must make it clear that since my departure from MF Global on November 3rd this year, I have not had access to many of the relevant documents which are essential to my being able to testify accurately.
Unbelievable.
About the chaotic days preceding the declaration of bankruptcy. The members should also understand that committee turned down my request to testify voluntarily in January. I had hoped that by that time I would have obtained and reviewed relevant records so that I could be more helpful to the committee. While I intend to be responsive to the best of my ability today, without adequate time and materials to prepare, I may be unable to respond to various questions members might pose. Other questions, given my specific role in the company, will be questions for which I simply have no personal knowledge. make it very clear, many of your questions may well be ones I myself have. When I joined the company in late March 2010, MF Global was primarily a voice-based broker that provided execution and clearing services for products traded in derivative markets and exchanges around the world.
I'd like to comment on what he's already said.
The firm had reported losses in five consecutive quarters before I arrived.
What he's doing is he's already pleading the fifth. Isn't it wonderful? He was going to wait until January. Oh, yeah, as everything got further and further away from the news, then he could slime in. Yeah, Causeline could slime in in January after this thing blows over a little bit. And oh, how sorry he is. Yeah, his heart is bleeding. He's worth, what, $500 million? Yes, how about coming up with the money to cover the losses that the rest of us took?
Gerald Celente is our guest. We just came back live. As we were going live at 8 after, they brought Corzine in, and he has basically taken the fifth now, right, as Gerald. We invited Gerald to speak over him and give us some live coverage. And so Corzine basically has come in and taken the fifth, as the Washington Post reported that he would take the fifth. And he told the Washington Post that his lawyers did. They don't know where the money is. So how convenient. The money is taken out of the accounts in early November. He leaves, and now he doesn't know anything because he left the company, and he's the one that made the 40-1 bet. This is unbelievable. Gerald Celente is our guest breaking this down. I mean, so this is our worst fears. They're trying to set the precedent, Gerald. And, of course, for those that just joined us, you lost over six figures from your own private account. That the large Chicago Mafia Exchange, the CMT, the Chicago Trading Group, the Chicago Mercantile had come out and said, oh, we're always going to cover everything. It's all insured. Now you're being told it's not insured. It's your money. What type of precedent does this set? Where does this go from here? We haven't talked to you in a week and a half. What have you learned?
I've learned what I learned before. And that's what I'm telling everybody. Your money isn't safe. If all you jerks out there shooting your mouth off that don't know what you're talking about, they've never had a sellout like this in the history of the commodity exchange in 150 years. And I wasn't speculating. I made a deal to pick up delivery. And all those jerks out there that say I should have known better. Yeah, how about this one? All those jerks in New Jersey that voted in this Don Corzine as senator and governor, you should have known better too. And all you other jerks out there, like the Obama administration that welcomes Corzine into the White House and has him throw $35,000 a plate dinners, yeah, they should have known better too. Yeah, everybody but me should have known. I should have known. Nobody else should have known that Corzine was giving us the shaft. So let's go back and play this over. So these committee hearings begin with a guy asking a question, a congressman, who said he didn't know until today that Gary Gensler, the head of the Commodities Future Trading Commission, was a lieutenant of Don Corzine when Corzine ran the Goldman Sachs gang back in the 90s. He didn't know that, the guy asking questions. Then the question he asks was, well, you had a meeting back with Gary Gensler and John Corzine several months ago. Do you have notes of that meeting? And here's what the woman who they're questioning, and you know why they're questioning this woman and not questioning Gary Gensler? Gary's gone! Gary had to go on an important trip!
Oh!
No, they won't. That's like asking a soldier from the Don what the Don was thinking. So they don't even have Gensler there today. Here's what she said. No substantive issues were discussed. Hey, sweetie pie, what are you talking about? No substantive issues were discussed? What was this meeting about? What the Yankees were going to do in spring training? I mean, come on. You don't get the two people together, the head of the Chicago Futures, the head of the Commodities Future Trading Commission, and one of the top guys of the biggest trading firms in the world, together to talk about nothing.
Let's put this in layman terms, though, Gerald, why this is so big. To explain this, and this was out a month ago, the head of the CFTC, who is there to regulate this, is the former lieutenant of Don John Corzine, the Obama money bag man, who sets up MF Global, grabs a bunch of other companies, buys them, and then steals private bank accounts, which they admit is totally illegal and was supposedly insured. Now they say they don't know where the money is. They're talking to his lieutenants, and they're saying, oh, what was at this meeting? Oh, I don't know. Nothing substantive. He gets there and says, I know nothing. I left the company a month ago and all this imploded, so I know nothing, when he's the one who was heading it up and takes the fifth. I mean, this is so incredibly ridiculous. And it goes further. The head of the CFTC, who's disappeared, maybe he's in Paraguay, the head of the CFTC, maybe he's the boys from Brazil down there with the old Nazis, I don't know. It now turns out, Reuters reports, that he was invested in MF Global. So this is, Gerald, this is, like you said, 150 years of the mercantile. This has never been done. What's going on here? What's happening? And they got the trolls attacking you, of course. They're attacking us. They're saying it's good, the ATF now admits, that they did ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They're like, the Second Amendment's who's bad because the government shipped guns into Mexico to blame it on it. So that's always blame the messenger. Gerald, this is huge.
Yes, it is. So you know what they were talking about at this meeting? They were talking about whether Don John, the Governor Corzine, could raid segregated accounts like mine. That's what they were talking about. And they don't think they have any notes because, well, it was, according to that woman, you know, just a little idle chit-chat. No, this whole thing is a scam. The whole system is collapsing. It's collapsing in front of us. So what I'm telling people, your money's not safe anywhere unless you got it in your pocket or under your mattress, because they're going to rob it from us. And here's what these clowns that in this commission that are asking these questions, you know what they're saying? Things like, well, you know, we've learned a valuable lesson from this. So how could we put better locks on the barn door so the horse doesn't escape? And they're not even talking about hanging the horse thief. Oh, no, that's off limits.
No, no. Here's Corzine, who ran out with the money in front of everybody, saying, I know nothing, and they don't even grill him. It is unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable. It's what's happened. Fascism has come to America. It's the merger of state and corporate powers, and you have no greater power than the money power. During this time of Christmas, let us all remember that the only time Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, became angry and violent is when he picked up a whip and drove the money changers out of the temple. And that's a fact. And that's what's going on now. The money changers are in control of the temple of Washington, D.C. They're controlling everybody's lives. And they're driving this country into ruin. And everybody is afraid to look at who's behind this. The Rothschilds, as I've said before, would have been jealous to see what the Goldman Sachs gang has pulled off. John Corzine, former CEO of Goldman Sachs. Gary Gensler, the head of the Commodities Future Trading Commission, his right-hand lieutenant when he was running Goldman Sachs. Henry Paulson, the former Treasury Secretary of the United States, that started TARP and the big giveaways to save the two big
Goldman Sachs
banks. Goldman Sachs. Who's the head of the now the European Bank, ECB?
Former head of Goldman Sachs, Monty, former Goldman Sachs, all of them. Goldman Sachs.
The new Prime Minister of Italy, Mario Tricard Monti, international advisor for Goldman Sachs.
Papandreou that took Greece down, Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs. Who was the guy that we ran the Clinton White House,
Goldman Sachs,
Treasury Department, Robert Rubin.
Goldman
Where was
Sachs.
He from? Goldman Sachs. And I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it. If the names on Wall Street would name Salenti, Caruso, Mondavi, Puccini, Rossini, they call it the Mafia. But hey, not the J.P. Morgan Chase crowd. not the Goldman Sachs gang, not the Citigroup criminals. Hey, Salenti, what's wrong with you?
Stay there. You're on fire. Stay there.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You know, you think you've seen criminal activity right now from government. When societies follow this path, it only gets crazier until everything collapses. Think about history. Think about all the other governments and the corruption and the out-of-control behavior. Ceausescu would just turn the power off of the whole country to train everybody to accept being charged more, and he basically owned and controlled the power company. And then only the lights would be on in his palace. This is a way to control people. They're now doing that here with this same mafia shutting down all the power plants that General Electric doesn't own so that they then make double, triple, quadruple the profits, just like Enron did in California using the environmentalist. These are criminals. Gerald Celente is with us till 40 after. Then the one, the only, Lindsey Williams joins us with some incredible breaking news. Gerald, you're right. The collapse is on. I wanted to bring this point to your attention. You know, they passed the NDAA, used the military on the streets, indefinite detention of citizens, North Korea-style legislation. Now I got secretive documents that have been confirmed that Halliburton subsidiary KBR is preparing to activate the emergency camps for financial collapse around the U.S. So for the first time ever, they're now putting the contracts out to begin manning the FEMA camps, Gerald Celente. What's your view on that, Gerald?
We dropped off a little bit. I heard part of it about them activating the emergency camps. I totally believe that's the reason why they passed that legislation, which is going to be one of our top trends of 2012, economic martial law. I've been talking about this before it's happened. And what they're going to do is the European system's collapsing. It's collapsing. There's no way of saving it. The entire financial economic system is under collapse. In China, look, pick up yesterday's paper. Check out what's going on in Brazil. They were growing, Alex, at about 7.5%. They're down to zero. It's going to happen around the world. You look what's going on in China. Housing, 3 months slump, and it's declining like wildfire. Empty buildings all over. The bubble is bursting. There's no way of salvaging this. What I said is that after the holidays, after they get the people to spend the money that they don't have on Christmas junk, they're going to pull the plug in the first quarter of 2012. When that happens, they are going to institute some form of martial law, economic martial law. And what that means is that you're going to see bank holidays, possibly dollar devaluations, some kind of draconian measures. As that takes place, remember now, all of these movements are heating up already. The Occupy movements, people are getting angry. They are and look what the goon squads do. You can see the perfect picture of the future by looking at that guy Pike, you know, the fat boy over there spraying little kids with pepper spray as he's shaking it up, with enough body armor on there, you know, to protect them from, you know, the Hulk.
And by the way, he lost his house to the banker scams, but he doesn't even care, obviously. But it's worse than that. In Oakland and in L.A., they're taking them to the local, in the case of L.A., the Dodgers Stadium. They're actually doing the martial law drills. And it's worse than that. The Russians are saying get ready for war. The Pakistanis have thrown the U.S. out. There's nuclear warships cruising around threatening. All bedlam is breaking loose. The Iranians are threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz. Just like you said in your trends for 2011 a year ago, the next great war, they always start a war.
They always start a war after the financial collapse and after they milk the system and grab every dollar out of it and squeeze it out of the people. When there's nothing left to squeeze, they take you to war. They get you killed. And the Iranian one, that's the flashpoint. Look at what's going on. Add it up. Syria. It's collapsing. They have a huge amount of problems over there. The United States is supporting the anti-government movement, as is other European countries. And now Turkey's moving into that. Who is Syria's greatest ally? Iran. Look at the sanctions they're pushing on in Iran. This is a replay of World War II with Japan. Remember when they cut off Japan from getting oil supplies? The same thing is happening now in another scenario. Iran is the third. Anybody that has these many fingers could count that high. They're the third largest world oil supplier behind Russia and Saudi Arabia. Now it's making it impossible for Iran to sell their oil.
Stay there. Let's get your forecast right ahead. By the way, it's in Reuters. It's admitted Western-backed rebels have blown up the main gas and oil pipeline into Damascus, Syria. So there, I mean, the war is on. They admit the West and Israel is bombing Iran, blowing up bases right now. I mean, it is on. This war has already started, and it's run by criminal banks that want to take your bank account.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Segment with Gerald Celente, who I really appreciate in his busy schedule, giving us an update on MF Global now that Corzine has gone up and taken the fifth, because he knows nothing about what happened in the collapse. He was just the head of the company who had all the key federal regulators, were his former employees, and who were invested with him. So, Gerald Celente, you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars missing. Now they're talking about $3 billion missing. And they're just saying Congress is like, gee, how do we not have this happen again? There's no discussion of how dare you steal this money? How dare you destabilize everything? So here's my question. And you're getting into all the global destabilization in Iran. I want you to finish with that, Gerald. Then we've got the one, the only, Lindsey Williams coming up with information that dovetails with all this from his inside oil company sources that have been proven to be very accurate. My question for you is, what's the end game? What's the method of the madness? Why do they think they can get away with this? I mean, this points towards they are just going to start a giant war. And as you said, they don't care because they run all the regulators and they know the war is going to be so bad that people will just rally around the crooks instinctively, as they always do. I mean, this really signifies how incredibly reckless these guys are. Gerald Celente.
Well, all you have to do, and I'm sure you've seen it, is that clip of Lindsey Graham, the cracker down there from South Carolina, and Carl Comove Levin from Michigan, I believe, and John McCain debating, was it Senate Bill 1867 that robs us of all of our rights? All you have to do is watch a video clip of these clowns blabbing their mouth off. They could only get away with that in their Senate chamber and a lot of guards around them. Because if they came around me or any of my, the people that I associate with, we would lay these guys out verbally to stop their baloney. But what they're doing, Alex, again, in this Iran, look what happened, as you mentioned. Iran lost a missile testing site, a uranium testing site, and they shot down an American drone over Iranian territory. Could you imagine if an Iranian drone was over American territory? Oh, wow. Obama would be sending those missiles over there. The place would be blowing up. Oh, but it's okay for us to do it because I'll tell you why to answer your question. You have psychopaths in power. It's as simple as that. These people are out of their minds. You know how you say you can tell the attitude of a person by who they are? If you go down to the ghetto and you see some loser out there that's shot up and out of his mind, walking around like this with the pants down to there and the hat back there, you know where the cat's coming from. If you watch Lindsey the Cracker Graham over there in South Carolina talking as he's weaving back and forth like this with his hands in his pocket, or Comove Levin telling us to jive, or McCain that's stiff as a board and you wonder if he has a brain left in his head, you can see who's taking us down the crapper. You get it? You have crazy people running the country. They're psychopaths.
Well, you're right. And so that's where they're taking us. War, destruction, death, and they love the big crises. They've got the FEMA camps ready. They're publicly saying, I mean, Graham said, you bet we'll arrest citizens in America. You bet we'll kill whoever we want worldwide. I mean, he is crazy. I mean, some little weird oily guy who's reportedly blackmailed because of his homosexuality, just weaving around, sweating, going, you bet we'll kill Americans. And then, I mean, you're right. And then Levin creeping around like Igor or something. And then McCain looks completely insane.
I know. And these people are telling us what to do. It's beyond the belief. They're telling us what to do. They're telling us that they, you know, that the Graham cracker over there, he said America's a battlefield. He's saying this is a battlefield. Look, I know commuting to work back and forth every day isn't a lot of fun, but this is no battlefield. There's been no attacks. He's talking about Al-Qaeda. What Al-Qaeda? You even hear Petraeus, who's now the head of the CIA, saying that in Afghanistan, there's lucky to be 100 Al-Qaeda left. What are they talking about?
They're there for the opium, but in closing, Gerald, clearly, they're capable of staging events. Clearly, now the Justice Department documents, CBS got them, confirming that they did plan to ship the guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. In the words of the CBS, ATF created the problem so they could be the solution to it. And the memo said that they could use this to ban semi-automatics. I mean, right there, these guns have killed conservatively hundreds of people, including three police officers here in the U.S. and Border Patrol. I mean, this is an example of the mindset of these people, Gerald.
Yes, it is. And everyone, if you wake up one day and you never hear again from Alex Jones or Gerald Celente, it's because now it's law. The Senate has passed it, codified. The military could come in, crash into your studio and our offices, grab us, take us away, send us to do whatever they want with us. We have no trial. We have no jury. We have no rights. And everyone out there better find the moral courage within them to stand up, speak out, and take action, because You're only going to become a slave. The slavery laws are in place. You will become a slave for Walmart, Target, Federated Stores, ConAgra. Go down the list. You're there in control, and they're going to take away everything. The economic martial law will be imposed. There's going to be a bank holiday, a very high probability of it, in the new year. The system is collapsing, and now they're putting the goon squads in place to lock you up and throw you away.
Well, wait, Gerald, in closing, even Greece now admits there's bank runs going on over there. More and more people are getting their money out here. I mean, this is really, really creepy what's going on.
Yes, it is. And that's one of the reasons why I'm warning everyone. Your money is not safe with anybody but yourself. That's why they came up with all of these stories over the years, how people took their money out of the bank and put it in their mattress. And then when you look at all these derivatives that you talk about that now take precedent, by the way, that these banks have tens of trillions of, rather than depositors' insurance. The derivatives plays.
No, wait a minute. In Portugal, it's mainstream news. They took private pension funds, but it's only a one-time hit, Gerald, and gave them to the mega banks to pay off derivatives 2 days ago. They actually, the government took control to protect them and took 30% off the top to give the bankers. Private ones, not even some cop's pension, which I hear them on the media selling. Well, they got too big of pensions. That's not their money either. The cops paid into it. The firemen paid into it. I mean, they're really maneuvering everyone to steal everything. And in closing, because we're going to our next guest, and I know you've got to go, and we appreciate your time. FriendsResearch.com. We'll get another update from you next week if you can be gracious enough to do it, Gerald. In closing, I get these emails saying, we had a man on the street last week about it. Hey, the government's passing laws to secretly arrest you, disappear into a black hole like Hitler or North Korea. And they would say, well, I have nothing to hide. I'm a good person. They don't seem to get that it's not about you being a good person. It's about criminals running government that want to rob you. Can you explain in 60 seconds to people that think, oh, I'm nice, so they're going to be, Horzine's going to be nice to me?
Yeah, it's the Stockholm Syndrome. It's when they beat you and beat you and you become to love your torturer. Yeah, you and I are nice people, too. We're very gracious and kind and loving and caring. We're nice people, but we speak out for our rights and our self-respect. All you people out there that think because you keep your mouth shut and you don't say anything or do anything or have the spine or backbone to stand up for yourself, it's the Warsaw Ghetto Syndrome. Don't speak out. Be nice. The Germans have taken over the country. The Gestapo is here. Don't resist them. God will provide, said the rabbis who were telling the people not to resist. Bye-bye. Get on that cattle car. Everything will be okay. And that's what people have to face. It's the Warsaw Ghetto Syndrome that's happening in America. The people are afraid to speak out. They think that by turning the other way, or maybe oming for a couple of hours a day, are going to keep the fascists from taking over your life.
It's not going to happen, and I'm here to say it. I am not going off on any cattle car or army truck somewhere. And the good news is gun sales are at record pace. If even a few percentage of people, this keeps going, defend themselves, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, the secret police system will grind to a halt. I'm telling you, this is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, Gerald. And you talked to a lot of folks who've been getting ready. People, I don't think these Corzine-type crooks realize. I think they're so full of chutzpah, they think they're going to get away with it. They're not, Gerald.
Yeah, again, I want peace. You know, violence won't bring it. Only bring to get more violence. It has to be an intellectual revolution. And again, I keep pushing for directdemocracynow.org. Let the people vote. You want to, let's put that 1867 up for a vote for the people, Lindsay. Let's put it up a vote for the people, Carl Comova. Let's put it up, vote for the people, McCain. Don't you tell us what we should have. Let the people vote.
All right, Gerald Celente, God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. TrendsResearch.com. Our site's Infowars.com. Now, for the rest of this hour and the whole next hour, I really appreciate him joining us. We're going to him here in just a moment. It's going to be Lindsey Williams with information that dovetails. And I happened to be listening to Dr. Stan Monteith's show last week and just heard the devastating information that fits into everything that he's got from his source. We're going to him in a moment. Christmas is here. Everything's imploding, but the info war obviously is at the tip of the spear. If you'd like to support us and wake your friends and family up, they're fertile minds right now. Because we're in a depression, I'm offering a deal that we've never offered before. Nothing's ever been this good, and it will end at Christmas. It is all 18 of my films, 18 DVDs, a Citizen's Rulebook, and Infowars.com bumper stickers for $99.95. Normally $360. It's $260 off, 70% off, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. We're also carrying two new great films you can only get at Infowars.com. Those are both from Europe. Scientist Under Attack, Genetic Engineering in the Magnetic Field of Money, a film about courage, secrecy, and danger. Incredible, award-winning. It's won all the big awards all over the world. Columbia Film Festival, Maverick Movie Awards, RPA Film Festival, Kansas International Film Festival, Indie Festival, all the big ones as well. It just breaks it all down. Scientist Under Attack and Outside the Law, Stories from Guantanamo. Unbelievable information, Infowars.com. And yes, they're in. The black flag of no surrender to tyranny, the opposite of the white flag, 3,000-year-old symbol, black flag with Infowars.com on it, and under it, the words, because there's a war on for your mind. Fly it at your business, your house, or inside your home or business. Great piece to talk about, and it gives us the wartime funding to defend the republic. Infowars.com, the new Infowars flags are in. And you can do all your Christmas shopping at once. Get presents for 18 people at once. PrisonPlanet.tv and support the info war. Now, shifting gears, Lindsey Williams, best-selling author, researcher, as he says in his own words, by the grace of God, 30 years ago, worked for a long time on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, met a lot of big top CEOs, became their inner boardroom chaplain as a liaison to the workers. That's a popular thing that's done. And he joins us because Ken Frahm died of cancer last year. Now it's been almost a year. And, of course, I knew who he knew about it behind the scenes. Dr. Stan Monteith had talked to him and confirmed what he told Lindsey off record. The other gentleman is even more high-powered, former CEO of a big three oil company, and gives him similar intel. And remember, Lindsey over a year ago said, you watch the Middle East going to be engulfed in flame and fake revolution, but then watch China. Now China president 2 days ago said we're preparing for war with the U.S. They've never talked like that since the 60s. Nixon went in the 70s. That stopped. The Russians are threatening stuff, openly attacking the U.S. government. Folks, it's on. Lindsey Williams has incredible intel on Iran and what's really happening there. We've only got about 3 or 4 minutes for the break. Give us a preface of what's coming up and the new intel you've learned from your source, because it fits in perfectly with the full spectrum analysis we've got. Lindsey Williams, thanks for coming on.
Of all the times that I've ever had the privilege, Alex, of being on your show, I have never felt such an urgency and an honor as today, because what the elite have told me within the past 5 months since I had the privilege of being on your show last is going to be so startling that you're going to say Lindsey Williams is crazy. You don't change that dial today. I know a number of years ago when Mr. Frahm called me on the phone and said, Chaplain, would you like the world to think you're a prophet? And he told me that the price of crude oil was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. And you thought I was crazy. I got laughed at on radio shows. Well, if you think that was prophetic or crazy, you've heard nothing compared to what you're going to hear today, because I want to give you exactly what they have told me. And it's not necessarily that there has not been a crash yet. It's why they have not let the crash take place yet. It's not necessarily that we have not had war with Iran yet, even though the drums have been beating for a long time, but it's why they have told me that they haven't had war with Iran yet, and when they do expect to have it, which I've been given within the past week's time. All of this I plan to give today on your show, Alex, and I do not give it to glorify Lindsey Williams. I give all of the credit to God. He allowed me by his providence years ago to rub shoulders with these people, keep in touch with them over the past 35 years, and now they are in their 70s and 80s, And folks, please, old men talk. When they know they're facing eternity, they know that I was probably the only chaplain of my kind that they ever knew. They're telling me things today because of their conscience. And as a result, I'm going to pass it on to you so I can save your dinner table, so that you can say that you heard it on the Alex Jones Show and on Genesis Network. And Alex, it's a privilege to be with you today to tell you every single agenda of the elitist through the year 2012, because 2012 is, without a doubt, according to what I'm hearing from these people, going to be, 2012 will be the most startling, the most unusual, the most eventful year in 2,000 years. And I say that unequivocally, as positively as I can, and you will hear all of their agendas today on the Alex Jones Show.
Amazing. Let's go through it then. Let's get to Iran first. Let's get the data dump if we can, Lindsay, and then go through more of it in detail so towards the end of the next hour we can take calls. I've got some other breaking news that just came in after the break. It is incredible. It is so wild with what we just witnessed here in the office. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Lindsay Williams, our guest.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Postavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round. How to grow extremely nutrient-dense food and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Sorrow, I've seen
and gentlemen, here is the breaking news. We're trying to get a tally of all the different news services that did it, but we're in there recording and taping C-SPAN, and C-SPAN just says, we're cutting the feed, go to the Internet. And then we went to the Internet on C-SPAN 2, and they were not showing the Corzine testimony and the hard questions. So right there shows you this level of control. And I've seen C-SPAN before when government drug dealing is brought up. It'll go and cut out. So we're going to get a blurb out on that. Just absolutely incredible that all of this is unfolding right now. Going back to Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, give us a synopsis of what your source told you, this former oil company executive, the same one that told you last year all this stuff would happen when the Arab Spring. It did happen, first place we ever heard it. What's going on with Iran specifically? Let's start getting into it.
Please, everyone out there in the listening audience, will you get a pencil and piece of paper and write these things down? I want you to put them beside your calendar. And as you see them take place one after the other between now and the end of 2012, I want you to remember back on this program, the 8th day of December, here on the Alex Jones Show. And I want you to check them off each time you see one happen. You will not find this information in any newsletter anywhere in the country. You'll not find it on a single website. Some of the things I'm going to say today will completely be the opposite and in 180-degree difference than what you're seeing on 99% of all the newsletters. I am sticking my neck out today further than I have ever stuck it out in my life. These people have never been wrong in the 35 years that they've given me information before Mr. Fromm died. He had never told me anything that it did not happen exactly like he said it. And now the one source that I have left who is still alive, retired, I will say in 70s or 80s, old men talk, and the things that they have told me will save your dinner table. They are so startling. And I'll begin exactly where Alex has requested that I begin, even though I had decided before we began the show today, I had decided to give you all five of the elites.
Okay, we'll start. I mean, sure, start wherever you want, Lindsey. Just go.
Well, okay, let's start first of all with Iran, because this is the most startling. First of all, let me say that about 5 months ago, my elitist friend gave me some things that startled me so much it scared the daylights out of me. And, Alex, you wondered why I had not been anywhere. Nobody had heard me anywhere for over 2 months because I did not do a single radio show abroad or in America anywhere for 2 months' time. I was so scared. I finally decided I have a moral obligation to give it out, and I did. And there are five agendas of the elite. Then, within the past 1 week, now, folks, please, those five agendas were given to me 5 or 6 months ago. They told me everything they were going to do in 2012. Within the past 1 week, I received a communique, an email from my elitist friend, the one that is still left, and he told me about Iran, and I'm going to have to admit to you, I shivered. I was scared, more so than I was when they gave me the five agendas back earlier. I'm going to give it to you right now.
Hold on, Lindsey. We got to go to break, okay, and I want the full audience to hear all this, so we're going to come back. Again, get into this information, and then I want you to go over it in the order you want. What I caught last week, last Friday or whatever, when you were on Dr. Stan Monteith, was the Iran situation, and so I don't know all this yet, so I want to hear it all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.